Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. Reading you the morning news, I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is moving towards one nation civil code, that is a secular civil code. Addressing Rashtriya Ekta Diwas celebrations at Kevadia in Gujarat yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the pursuit of a secular civil code is key to ending discrimination. Prime Minister said, "Today we are all seeing the success of one nation identity, Aadhaar, and the world is also discussing it." He said earlier, "There were different tax systems in India, but we created the one nation, one tax system, GST. Prime Minister said his government strengthened the country's power sector with One Nation, One Power Grid and integrated the facilities available to the poor through One Nation, One Ration Card. He said, "We have provided the facility of One Nation, One Health Insurance to the people of the country in the form of Ayushman Bharat." Mr. Modi said, "Under these efforts of ours for unity, we are now working towards One Nation, One Election, which will strengthen India's democracy, which will give optimum outcome of India's resources, and the country will gain new momentum in achieving the dream of a developed India." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today the country has a government that will not compromise even an inch of land at the borders. Mr. Modi emphasized that government policies are aligned with the resolve of the armed forces. He was speaking while celebrating Diwali with personnel from the BSF, Army, Navy and Air Force at Lucky Nala in the Creek area, Kutch, Gujarat, yesterday. The Prime Minister lauded the willpower and courage of the armed forces. Mr. Modi said the soldiers have proven themselves under every challenging condition. He said that security personnel stand firm in the most inhospitable places to protect the country. The Prime Minister also visited one of the floating BOPs in the Creek area and shared sweets with the security personnel. This engagement process at the Debsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the lines of actual control, LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commanders' level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step toward restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said, verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. Indian Army sources also reported that both sides will exchange sweets today on the occasion of Diwali. Union Minister of State for Environment, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has reiterated India's commitment towards protecting its own as well as global biodiversity for the present and future generations. Speaking at the United Nations Conventions on Biological Diversity, COP16 plenary session in Colombia's Cali, Mr. Singh said, "India has taken a significant step in global wildlife conservation by establishing the International Big Cat Alliance, aimed at protecting the world's 7 major big cat species." Diwali was yesterday celebrated with great fanfare and festive fervor at Raj Bhavan, Kohima. The festival brought together officers and staff of Raj Bhavan along with their families and members of the Nepali community from Old Minster's Hill, Kohima. Governor Lal Ganesan also joined the celebration, adding the festive spirit. Governor Ganesan said, "The festival symbolizes the triumph of good over evil, making it a celebration that resonates universally." He therefore expressed that Diwali can be a community function, inviting participation from all sections of society, regardless of their religious beliefs. The Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has decided to operate 8 more additional pairs of special festive trains to meet the increasing rush of passengers during the ongoing festive season. The special festive trains that will run on specific days included the New Jalpaiguri Gumti Nagar, Ranchi Punya Court, Katihar Gumti Nagar, Tata Nagar Junction Katihar, Guwahati Gumti Nagar, Chandigarh Katihar, Katihar Ambala Cantonment Junction, Agartala Dharmanagar, and Agartala Sabrum. The Mizoram government has appointed senior IAS officer H. Laleng Mawia as acting chief secretary as incumbent Renu Sharma retired on Thursday. Officials said Mr. Laleng Mawia, currently commissioner and secretary, environment, forest and climate change and fisheries departments, took charge as the acting chief secretary on Thursday afternoon. He is an Arunachal Pradesh, Goa, Mizoram and Union Territories cadre IAS officer of the 2005 batch. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.